Roger Dorsey. He's joining us to talk about a new organization that he's founded called Good at Nights. This is the debut of this, where, let's take you back a little bit. Roger, you were involved in another national nonprofit that went to build beds for kids in Lorain County so they don't have to sleep on the floor. But now you're in the fall, you've decided to kind of start something on your own. Explain a little bit about that, if you could.
Yeah, we were, for the last 2 years, myself and all of our volunteers throughout the county have built and delivered close to 1,500 beds to kids just here in Lorain County. And the need is ever rising and growing. So we felt it would better serve the community if we were local folks, helping local folks. So we decided to start Good Nights of Lorain County. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit that does just that. We're an all-volunteer group. We intend on staying that way. And this Saturday, tomorrow, we'll be working with the Lorain Metropolitan Housing Authority to provide between 95 and 100 beds to kids in Elyria.
And Good Nights, a little play on words there, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, so good nights for the kids. But the people that are helping are obviously are the knights in shining armor, to extend that pun a little bit further on it. But let's talk a little bit about what goes into the process of making these beds. Where does it take place? How can people help out with that?
Well, we'll meet tomorrow at about between 9:30 and 9:45 at Wilkes Villa in Elyria. That's on Loudoun Court in Elyria. And we have the beds have already been built by another outside organization that has helped us in the last month scramble to get this finalized and get it put together. But we'll all meet there. If they've got a hand drill with a half-inch socket, that's really all we'll need to get the beds put together. We'll have all the beds on site, and we'll just move from street to street to street through Wilkes Villa. And probably, I would say, 3 hours, we should have the 100 beds put up. We'll, just as before, we provide them with a handmade bed, mattress, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, blanket or comforter, everything they're ready so they can have a good night.
Roger, what was it that got you going in this direction?
Well, 2 years ago, I was presented with this concept by a national organization, and it took me back to my childhood. When I was 10 or 11 years old, I moved up here moved to Elyria from West Virginia, and lived with my aunt who had three kids and my mom. My aunt was a widow because my mom's single. My mom and dad had divorced, and with her four kids. So we had seven kids and two adults living in a home on the east side of Elyria that was about just over 1,000 square feet. So most nights I either slept on the floor on a pile of blankets or I slept in a closet on a pile of blankets or clothes. So to me, this was a no-brainer. This was something that affected me when I was a child. And I've been given the ability to give back. We've got two paths we can pick in life. We can either complain about the problem or we can be part of the solution. I've decided that we're going to continue to go forward until we can end child bedlessness in Lorain County, which most folks don't necessarily think of. National averages tell us that there could be anywhere between 6,000 and 9,000 kids this morning waking up in Lorain County without an adequate bed to sleep in.
I wondered about that number because if all the beds that you've made through the number of years, including what's going to be coming up, you think really there's that many that would need? And how is it that you discovered that was really such a big need at that point?
Well, we were just so overwhelmed with requests, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through social services, children's services. We're going to be partnering with Lorain County Family Services. They're Kindred Care, where if grandparents or other family members have to bring in kids, we're going to be able to provide them a bed And they say that at any given time, they've got hundreds of kids that are, you know, uprooted today, and they've got to find a family member. Many of them are on fixed incomes, just don't have the extra cash to get them a bed. So we're going to be able to get them a bed when they get in the, when they get in their new home, and give them a foundation so that they can have a successful future.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, what does it really mean to have a bed? Is it something about sort of a space that's their own that feels though that they're, you know, there's somebody there, or at least just it feels obviously better than sleeping on the floor. But what do you hear of the response, or what do you think really is going on here?
Well, for many of these kids, you know, when we walk in the home, they literally have, you know, somebody has helped them provided them with food, and they've got shelter. Many times there's no furniture in the homes. When we walk into the rooms to set the beds up with our volunteers, many times there's nothing in the rooms whatsoever. So these kids really don't have ownership of anything. When we're able to, of course, with social distancing now, we're not as much, but we actually have the kids help us put the beds together so they can take ownership of it. And for many of them, that's the only safe place that they've ever had and the only safe place that they have. The only thing they've ever owned is that bed. And like I said, most folks don't even think twice about, having a warm, comfortable bed to sleep in. You know, I tell folks, if you want to experience it, just sleep on the floor on Sunday night and get up and go to work Monday morning. And the older we get, I think the more that we appreciate the fact that the blessings that we've had. I had one young man ask me, how much I got paid. And I said, listen, nobody that's doing anything for you guys gets paid a dime. We're here because I know how hard it is to not get a good night's sleep and then get up and try to go to school. And many of these kids, you know, aren't going back to school, and they haven't been in school. So they literally have had nothing for this whole pandemic. And we're just trying to, give a little bit of a bright future and let folks know, listen, people out here do care about you. We care about your children. We care about you. And we care about getting them off the floor. And, through the volunteers of Lorain County and the wonderful donors throughout the county, we're going to continue to go forward. And we're looking at a goal between 1,200 and 1,500 beds in the next year. I don't see any reason, short of another pandemic, that we can't do that.
Roger, are you somebody who would build things before this? I mean, how much things have you built or made before that this actually kind of fits into your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I often tell folks, really the only class that I did good in high school was wood shop. So it was, our bed system that we put together is really simple. You don't have to have any kind of woodworking skills or prior knowledge, whether it's to build the beds or to help set the beds up. When we have our delivery teams, we have at least one person there that knows how to get the beds together, to kind of direct the team. Depending on how many of these beds you put together, you can set up a complete bed in anywhere from, between 5 and 20 minutes if it's your first one. If folks want to come out and help, if they just want to come out and watch and just kind of see, what we're doing. But I tell folks, listen, if you go into these homes, it will change your perspective on about how people are living. Many of these homes are just, like I said, we went into one home last Christmas, and delivered 6 beds. And, the only furniture they had in that home was a little Tykes, picnic table that the kids would eat, in the living room, on. So when they got their beds, they were beyond joyous to have some place to sleep.
Is it one size fits all? How do you deal with it? You're dealing with kids of all different ages and, the growth spurt and all that. So.
Well, we follow our mattress manufacturer's recommendation as far as the number of wood slats that we put on a bed. But we always take extra because we know, not all kids that are 12 years old are all the same size, or all the kids that are 17 years old are all the same size. I you know, being an adult and, you know, a little over 240 pounds, I can sleep on one of these beds. And I tell the kids, you know, they're not trampolines, but they'll withstand. And next month, we're going to be partnering with MultiFab in Elyria. They're actually redesigning our side rails for our bed so that we can use a metal side rail that'll give us a little bit more stability and a little bit more, a little quicker production, so that we can just continue to make the bed a little safer for the kids.
So again, tomorrow you have it over at Wilkes Villa. What time can people come and help if they want to put things together? Do they need to bring anything?
Yep, they can show up about 9:30. We'll have registration. They can go on our website and fill out a volunteer form if they want to. It's goodnights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, of LC.org. Or they can show up. There'll be coffee and donuts. The Housing Authority has set us up in a corner unit where we've got our mattresses stored right now, and we'll be bringing the bed frames and the linens and everything in. And folks have a cordless drill with a half-inch socket on it. If they could bring that to help us. We're just in this transition. We're still trying to replenish our tools. So, if folks want to, come out, bring their own tools, or if they want to come out just to see what we're doing, help carry linens or something, there's something for everyone to do.
Sounds good. Roger, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do, and now you've kind of leading the charge with this new organization, Good Nights of Lorain County. So it's goodnightsoflc.org is the website. Knights is K-N-I-G-H-T. Roger, appreciate your time this morning and all you do. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
You too.